Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this very special podcast. And it is Friday, June the 7th of the year of our Lord, 2024. With me today, as usual, our dear friends, Brother Paul Sutcliffe from New York, and Sister Christy here in Missouri. Hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Pretty good. Nice, hot day.
Wow. How is Sister Christy doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. We've had a wonderful day so far, and it's hopefully a little bit of rain every day.
Well, good to have both of you guys, and we have so much to cover. I'm talking about what Muslims have done around the world since last week. Let's begin, Brother Paul, by looking at here at USA.
Well, Todd Bensman shared that we are nowhere near safe from Islamic terrorism crossing the border. Murat Qureshev and his family crossed the border on December 19th, 2018, under former President Donald Trump. It happened during a surge of foreign national families who learned of a legal loophole that forced the American government to quickly release parents with children on asylum claims, an opening Trump later closed with his Remain in Mexico expulsion policy. Qureshev was already suspected as an Islamic terrorist who fled repeated interrogations by Russian counterterrorism intelligence officers. Nevertheless, after Qureshev illegally crossed, U.S. Border Patrol appears to have quickly released him into the interior. He was soon enough sending $13,000 to U.S.-designated al-Qaeda terrorist group formerly known as the al-Nusra Front, which is now renamed the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS. HTS used the money to field equipment, an AK-47, and at least one combat motorcycle. Qureshev pled guilty in January of 2024 and was sentenced to 12 years in prison. The FBI assesses that had he not been arrested, he may have become an operational participant in terrorist activities. He was a true believer, eagerly consuming bloody propaganda videos and regularly expressing his commitment to violent jihad.
Well, I did not know they are peaceful jihad. I do not know why they put the word violent jihad. It does not make any sense. But here is a fact out of the story, Brother Paul. He is a man who is able to cross the border and come to our country even during the time of Mr. Trump. And he only get 12 years in prison. I don't think he will serve 6 years of these 12 years. Am I right, Brother Paul?
It's possible he may only serve 4 because it's likely he's been in prison for at least 2 years.
Man, oh man. So here we go. We caught a criminal and we're going to give him a few years in a hotel. Most likely it's a good life to be in American prison. And most likely he will be free, if not back to where he come from, but maybe here in America to continue to do his work, which is described to be violent jihad. Here's my question to you, Brother Paul. How many thousands like Qureshev came to this country in the last 3.5 years from the same border?
Estimates place the amount possibly in the hundreds of thousands.
That is exactly where is the problem we have in America. And sadly, I don't think the American people realize it. Imagine, that man was able to come here even though Mr. Trump was doing everything to protect this country. Now, Biden, open the border, open wide. Everybody can come. So we have a bigger problem than that, Brother Paul. What do you think about that, Christy?
We don't have any clue how many terrorists, how many enemies of this country have come through that border. And as long as it's wide open, they're going to keep coming. And God only knows what's going to happen as a result of this. This is one man.
But you know what? We got some good news on Wednesday. Mr. Biden actually signed an executive order to close the border, even though he's not actually closing the border, because he will only allow people to come in this country illegally as long as there are less than 2,500 illegal every day. Anything about that? No, no. Now, Mr. Biden think we're really, really stupid. So he gives the executive order only for 2,500 people every day. I wonder, what if we have just 1,000 jihadi like that Qureshev from all over the world will come to America every day? Will you consider this, Brother Paul, to be a good, smart move from Mr. Biden?
I consider it Biden's goal to destroy America. This would lead to that goal.
I hate to say that. You're absolutely right, Brother. the pot. Let's move on to the next story.
On June 2nd in Philadelphia, a clash between a gay pride parade and lovers of Hamas happened in the middle of that parade. At one point, the anti-Israel crowd screamed, PPP, KKK, IOF, they're all the same, while cops corralled them to one side of the injunction, and the pride marchers looked on confused.
Well, I hear you saying these initials. I know what is KKK, but what is the PPP, Brother Paul?
PPP stands for the Philadelphia Pride Parade.
Oh, how about the IOF? What is IOF?
That one I had to look up. It's what Gazans call the Israeli occupying forces.
So now we see what you call Hamas lovers, which to me are Muslim from the Muslim world and useful idiot Americans who joined them. Those people are telling us the truth about their stand on the gay, their stand on the KKK, which is obviously the white supremacist in America, and the Jewish people who are occupying their own homeland. So now we see the real picture of Hamas lovers or of Hamas in America towards all this group. Even though up to last week, gay and lesbian were supporting Hamas. How many times, Brother Paul, you and I and Christy talked about these useful idiots, gay and lesbian, supporting Hamas against Israel? Are they now really figuring out that they were actually used as useful idiots?
That's kind of humorous because I think that homosexuals who are watching this are totally confused.
Well, I saw the video. They were shocked. They could not believe it. They may have thought that the Hamas lovers will offer them drinks since they are walking in the parade. No. Here is the reality. Yesterday, they used gay and lesbian and the Hamas lovers as useful idiots. Tomorrow, they will be hunting the gay and lesbians, and then they will be hunting every non-Muslim in America. I don't care how many times you stand up with Hamas in this country. You're just a useful idiot. When the right time comes, you will be taken out by the same people who you are standing with and supporting their agenda.
My biggest concern here is that Hamas lovers said, they mentioned the PPP, KKK, and the Israeli occupying forces. It sounds like they want to kill all three.
Well, to be honest with you, they're going to kill all the people who will not submit to them. Don't forget that Muhammad, final command is very clear. He was sent by Allah to engage in war with people until this is a shahada, that is, convert to Islam. Well, let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story.
The next story comes from Memory, who caught People's Conference for Palestine held on May 26th in Detroit. Taher Herzala, the Associate Director for Outreach and Grassroots Organizing for American Muslims for Palestine, said, "The gloves are off." He explained that some people in the room will not be at the conference the following year because the liberation struggle requires sacrifices. Herzala also said that the long tentacles of Zionism have reached deep into the American heartland. AMP is currently under investigation by the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability for its ties to Hamas via its financial sponsor, Americans for Justice in Palestine, and links to the Holy Land Foundation.
Well, first of all, I want to talk a little bit about American Muslim for Palestine. Excuse me, don't you dare mix America and Muslim. That's an oxymoron title. You cannot be Muslim for Palestine and be an American. And if the American people will not figure this out now, it will be too late to figure out tomorrow. As they use the gay and lesbian as useful idiots, now they're using all the Democrats of America to say American Muslim for Palestine. You cannot be for Palestine and be an American at the same time. That is an oxymoron. That's point number one. Point number two, are not these people have tied to the Holy Land Foundation trial?
That's what it looks like.
All right. Well, here's a problem. We got a great case years ago in Texas from which we learned about 30 Muslim jihadi organizations in America. And they're all Muslim Brotherhood. And they all support Hamas. They sent millions of dollars years ago. And until today, we have not rounded these people up and get rid of them from this country. And the number is growing. I guarantee the 30 today, they may be 100 now. And their number will continue to grow, Christy Johnson, unless the American people learn the truth about about Islam, and this propaganda of Muslim American or American Muslims need to stop.
You know, Usama, what's concerning also is he's talking about the gloves are off and claiming that some of the people there are not going to be there because it requires sacrifice. What are we talking about? Potential jihadis? Are they willing to kill or be killed in order to promote their agenda?
That is exactly what the Quran teaches. And boy, oh boy, that day is coming, America, and you're going to see suicide bombers all over this country. They will actually cripple America from within. And America will fall on its knee, and Americans will beg the Muslims, how can we make you happy? How can we accommodate you? Please forgive us because we were arrogant, because we were prideful, because we were stupid. That's exactly the words of Barack Hussein Obama a few years ago. These words will be repeated again, seeking to please the Muslims, even if that will include hating Israel.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to the next story, which comes to us from Canada.
Canary Mission and Rebel Media reports that the Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, Canadian's largest union, has chosen to side with Hamas and is supporting them after they killed 1,200 Israelis and kidnapped 245 some Israelis, Americans, Canadians, etc. Apparently, CUPE believes terrorists should be rewarded after attacking people, killing and raping them. CUPE has promoted the struggle for liberation in Palestine, an arms embargo against Israel, a reversal of Canada's suspension of UNWRA funding for aiding Hamas, and praised local unions for participating in anti-Israel protests.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Brother Paul. You see, it's happening in Canada today. It will be in America less than 3-4 years from now. We see this largest union in Canada standing with Hamas. Oh, I was not surprised. Last week, we talked about Canada will bring 5,000 Muslim Palestinians from Gaza to Canada. It is so sick, Christy, to see what the Canadians are doing in their land.
You know, and it's really tragic because there are so many Canadian people. We've met them, and they're just completely oblivious. I don't know if they're stupid, but they have already so many Muslims in Canada now.
And their number will continue to grow. After all, I don't think we'll have the time or the money to close this long border between us and Canada. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to the next story, which comes to us from United Kingdom.
Amy Gray, who is 34 years old, was stabbed repeatedly and killed by Muslim Nasim Saadi in the UK for being a lesbian. Nasim attempted to kill her girlfriend also on the Bournemouth beach on May 24th. He was charged this week with murder and attempted murder.
What's amazing, Brother Paul, for years I talked about the gay and lesbian of America will be annihilated by the hand of the Muslims. But surprise, surprise, they stood up with the Muslims. I think they're super stupid thinking if we make peace with the Muslims, they will not kill us. When in reality, you are making peace with the Muslims to help the Muslims to take over the West. And when the right time comes, they will be slaughtered. As you see it in the United Kingdom, it will be all over America. gay and lesbian, your days is cutting short. And trust me, the Muslims are the one who will wipe you out.
Yeah, just remembering that attack on that gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida. And here's the problem with our media. They tried to erase the fact that this was a gay nightclub and that the man who did the shooting was a Muslim man. They didn't want the public to know that.
That is exactly what the liberal media in America has been doing since September 11th. They always defend the Muslims and Islam. Let's move on, Brother Paul, with our next story from France.
Actu17 reports that an 18-year-old Chechen national was arrested on Wednesday, May 22nd, at home by police officers from the General Directorate of Internal Security for being suspected of attempting to commit an attack targeting the football matches, which we call soccer, planned in Saint-Antoine for the Olympic Games. According to the French Ministry of the Interior, this was a jihadi plot aligned with the principles of the Islamic State. The 18-year-old stated to them he would have liked to attack spectators, but also the police, and he wanted to die as a martyr.
Imagine with me, it doesn't matter where Muslims come from, Brother Paul. Muslims are Muslims. If they come from Saudi Arabia, if they come from Egypt, if they come from Chechnya, it doesn't matter. They're Muslims. They love to be martyred for Allah as they are willing to sacrifice their life to do what is commanded by Allah's word in the Quran and by the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. Let's move, Brother Paul, to the next story, which comes to us from Germany.
A 29-year-old police officer died Sunday after having been stabbed repeatedly in the head by an Afghan Muslim migrant, Suleiman Atiyah, during an anti-Islam rally. Five others were also stabbed. Suleiman came at the age of 15. Now, that was 10 years ago. Atiyah is still alive despite being shot. He has a German wife and two children.
Here we go. A Muslim Afghani married to a German wife, having two children. What do you want to do? He won't perform jihad for the sake of Allah. And he killed the policeman. And I guarantee you, Brother Paul, that the German will not stop bringing Afghani as refugees or migrants to the country.
You know, Usama, this is so tragic because it says he has a German wife and children. This is a lot of what is happening when these migrants come. These are single men. They marry Europeans or Americans in order to stay in the country and become a citizen there, and then we see the result.
Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story, which comes to us from the country of India.
A group of Muslim men allegedly assaulted a 26-year-old Hindu man for traveling with a Muslim woman in Shivamogga City. Police said on Monday the two were working for a finance company and were sent to collect an amount towards a mortgage. This was simply their job.
Well, it doesn't matter what you think their job or not, Brother Paul, because Sharia, Islamic law, is very clear. You cannot travel with a stranger who is not of mahram. Mahram means your husband, your father-in-law, your father, your brother, somebody in the family which you could not be married to. So obviously in India, they would like to practice Sharia, Islamic law, and that will be the norm worldwide. Well, let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story from Pakistan.
A Christian man was attacked by a mob on May 25th over allegations that he desecrated a Quran. He died June 2nd as a result of being beaten and burned along with his house. This Muslim mob also attacked two other Christians and 10 policemen. Originally, the man was saved by the heavy contingent of police, but his wounds were too severe. Several other Christians were attacked but saved their lives only by locking themselves in their homes just before the police arrived. Supposedly, someone found pages of the Quran outside a shoe factory. That was all it took to incite the mob.
So it's very simple. If one Muslim guy grabbed a couple Qurans and cut pages and spread them in different places, here we go, Muslims come out to retaliate for Allah. We just go ahead and kill the Christians. And here's another question, Brother Paul. Where are all these Muslims from what Osman ibn Affan, the third successor after Muhammad, did? He actually burned the original 7 Qurans, from which we learn that it's okay to burn the Quran. It is just a good excuse which Muslims use to attack and kill Christians, no more or less. Well, let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story from Israel.
Memory reports that the Palestinian Authority media continues to present armed terrorists killed in clashes with the Israeli security forces in the West Bank as youngsters or even as children murdered by Israel in cold blood. Reports ignore the fact that the individuals in question were members of West Bank terror militias and were killed in clashes with Israeli forces.
Brother Paul, I can always say this is the propaganda of Hamas. They actually will praise these two young men as jihadi to promote other young men to join their movement. But at the same time, they will use the same two young men whom they call heroes to say, look, how evil are the Jewish people killing little children? No, they're not little children. These little children can do big harm to the Jewish people. So obviously, pictures speak for 1,000 words. Thank God we got the pictures for them as good heroes as we got pictures of them to be little boys. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to our last story for today broadcast, which comes to us from the country of Nigeria.
Last week, we reported on a fishing village in Nigeria being attacked with 8 people killed and 150 plus women and children taken hostage by Boko Haram. This week, Boko Haram attacked another fishing village, this time killing at least 75. The at last figure is stated because they are still finding bodies in the bush and the river from this attack. No statement was given on how many were abducted. Lamenting how Boko Haram targets women and girls with rape and other sexual violence, Amnesty International said the Nigerian authorities must do more to protect civilians and bring the suspected perpetrators of all such attacks to justice.
Well, Brother Paul, when they did their dirty work for Allah last week as good Muslims, the international world did not do anything about it. So why not they continue to do their dirty work for Allah? Killing men, raping women and children, it is the nature of Islam. It was done by Muhammad 1,450 years ago, and it was done on October 7 in Israel. And here it is, repeat itself in the country of Nigeria. And I'm sick to tell you that here's the truth. Most likely, Mr. O'Biden will bring some of these Boko Haram to America to be good Muslim Americans so they may vote for him and his party in the future elections. Well, Brother Paul, Sister Christie, thank you so much for joining me in this podcast for this Friday. And to our dear audience, until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.